Justin Fluke with you. Time to talk Holton basketball. First up, girls coach Leslie Eleanor as the Lady Cats get set to travel to Seneca. First road game of the season coming up against Nemaw Century. We've had a couple games since last we spoke. We talked about the tight 7-point loss to Abilene last week, coach. But let's go back to last Friday night. You fall to a really good Burlington team. And, man, it just seemed like kind of a big run there. I think they scored 14 points or so in a row from the first to the second quarter after you'd come out and made a shot or two. And just seems like the team's still trying to kind of figure some things out, and especially on the offensive end right now.
Yes, we are definitely still trying to figure some things out. Burlington, I'll give it to them. They have improved a ton from last year. They have a couple really good players, and kind of a trend for us is to really start a game strong, and we're really working on trying to start a game strong and then come out in the second quarter and not give up a lead or keep the game a little bit tighter. And so, yes, it's about figuring out how we're going to score the ball, but also focusing on getting stops, because Burlington also made quite a few points on us.
Tough early season schedule. Of course, you had Silver Lake earlier this week on Tuesday and fall 57-31 in that game. But, you know, they're ranked number two in the state and have been in the state title game the last couple of years. So is it kind of hard to help keep the girls, I guess, in perspective? I mean, you've played some of your toughest, best competition of the year kind of here at the start, which makes it tough, especially with a young, inexperienced team like you have.
Yes, that's definitely been a goal. Nobody likes to lose, and you don't like to lose that early or by that many points, but I kept reminding them the type of competition that they're seeing early and how good that really is for us to improve. It definitely shows our holes and where we need to work a little bit harder in, but I told them it's made them tough for the rest of the season, starting the season like that. So just trying to keep spirits high and keep working hard in practice on the things that we can improve on.
There's definitely some positives. I think you hit six threes again against Silver Lake. You hit six threes against Abilene. I mean, do you expect that trend to continue? It looks like, you know, and I think against Silver Lake you had five different girls make a three-pointer, if I'm not mistaken. So if you got five different girls knocking down a three, I guess that has to be one of the positives that you can build on, is the potential for different girls to hit from the outside.
Definitely. Feeling good about, yes, our ability to shoot the three. Really trying to score inside of the paint, too. So we would love to have all those threes, and we'd really love for them to be inside out and get our inside players a little bit more involved so we can have some balanced scoring on the floor. But, yeah, definitely have some girls that can shoot the ball. They just got to play with confidence, and we're really trying to instill some confidence in our girls.
You bet. Well, and it's tough, as mentioned, when the schedule is what it is. You got Nemaw Central on Friday, and then next week Perry LeCompton and at Rossville is pretty darn good to finish up your December schedule, and a lot of games here in the month of December. But we'll talk more about those games next week. Coach, best of luck in your upcoming contest, and thanks for your time as always.
Awesome. Thank you, Justin.
Coach Eleanor of the Holton Lady Wildcats will talk Holton boys basketball after this timeout.